Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but could get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck, because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going. Hey Frank, this is Michael Sinoff here with the Weighted Hands.
Yes, sir. I saw your name. It came up.
Very good. Got your message and everything. No problem. Yeah. And we'll get you just these ergonomic grips, and your weights will twist on to our ergonomic grips. So if you feel like you want some more weights later, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, listen, do you have a couple minutes to do an interview?
I suppose. I'll think I could.
Frank, tell me, when did you first learn about the original Heavy Hands, and where are you located?
I'm located in a small town called Steubenville, Ohio. And it's about 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, where Dr. Schwartz lived. And I first saw Dr. Schwartz on a program called Evening Magazine, which was here in our area. And I saw these people carrying weights, and they were pumping them above their heads. And it was a program to combine strength with aerobic training. And I was a runner at the time. I'd been running for 14 years. And I says, boy, that's what I need. And they put his number on the screen where you can actually call him. And I don't know how many people saw that number, but I copied it down. And over the years, I was able to contact Dr. Schwartz every once in a while and ask him questions. And I had been doing Heavy Hands since I was 34 years old, and now I'm 62. What happened in my older age was my son got a cat. He was still living here. And I was having what felt like heart problems. I was having trouble breathing. What I didn't know was that I was having an allergic reaction to a cat. And I told my wife, I said, I got to go to see my cardiologist. And I was in my late 50s, and my cardiologist comes in, and she says, I'm concerned about your heart rate, sir. Your heart is beating 42 beats per minute. And she was concerned about that because of my age. And they put me through all kind of tests and checked my heart out, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with my heart. The only thing they could attribute it to was this aerobic exercise I was doing.
At that age, what were you doing with the Heavy Hands up until then, and what were you doing to get your heart rate down to 42 beats per minute?
I was doing the indoor calisthenics, and also I was running, pumping 7-pounders. And it got to be where it was effortless.
How far were you running with 7 pounds?
I would run a little over an hour.
Whoa, with 7 pounds in each hand.
It's easy. It becomes second nature. You don't even feel it. I actually could have probably kept going and went up to 10 pounds. And I was also doing the indoor calisthenics, which is just fantastic. You know, you're so much in control. You can change weights or ease up on the pace. And what's so nice is that you don't focus that workload like Dr. Schwartz was saying. Like you see these other treadmills and everything, you're always working the same muscles. And you work all different muscles. And you can actually feel this. You can actually feel what he's talking about, this distributed workload, and how it's easier on the heart. I know the difference between running with weights and without weights. And it's actually easier to run with the weights on the heart. The heart doesn't work as hard. So I actually experienced what he said.
So you felt like running with 7 pounds was easier than running without the weights?
Definitely it was easier. And with Heavy Hands, you could work out at extreme intensities indoors. If you do that same thing and you run real hard outdoors and you just stop, you can almost pass out because the blood is so distributed throughout your body with Heavy Hands. Now, with Heavy Hands, you do that same thing and you could stop and you can just talk to somebody. And it's just an enormous difference there.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Sinoff's WeightedHands.com. When you were 35 and you saw him on that program and you were running at the time, what is it that made you say, I need this? You were already a runner. What was it that inspired you to take the number down and even buy the heavy hands?
I like the idea of getting a pulse rate indoors, a high pulse rate, and being able to work hard and work all the muscles of your body, not just pounding your legs.
Were you experiencing any of the negative effects of running on the street at that age, 35?
No, but in my later years, I had a bad knee. It was arthritis. And because I lost my job, I was forced to get a partial knee replacement. But what I found out is you can use one of those trampolines, those small bouncers, and you can do heavy hands, and all you have to do is bounce off your toes, and it doesn't hurt your knees. And you can combine those two, and that's what I've been doing. And I'm still doing indoor heavy hands, shadow boxing, throwing punches, light jogging, bouncing on a trampoline, shoveling, folds, and I'm doing all that, and I love it.
So how long did it take you to feel the negative effects of the pounding and the running? When did it catch up with you?
It caught up with me at the age of 58.
At 58, you all of a sudden were getting knee pain?
Yeah. I was starting to get pain, and the doctor said it was just one part of my left knee. And he gave me a brace, and he says, we're going to do this later on in life. But when I lost my job, I told the doctor, I said, Doc, I'm losing my insurance. We got to do it now. So I had to get it done. But I'm still able to do great workouts, even with that knee like that. When I use the bouncer and I shadow box and I do some light running in place, most of it is low-impact aerobics, but there's so many calisthenics you could do with heavy hands. I mean, you can make things up.
What do you remember when you actually called Dr. Schwartz? What was he like on the phone? Do you have a memory of that?
Oh, he was always very nice to me, and I told him I was his number one fan. And I had questions. For instance, the exercise, the fold, it's where you lay on your back and you crisscross your knees and your hands. And I didn't know whether you're supposed to put your feet on the floor or keep them in the air, because it doesn't show that in the book. So I said, well, I'll call the writer. And he told me when you do the folds, it doesn't matter. Your leg could hit the ground or you could keep them in the air. So I do a minute of each.
So since 35, have you been pretty consistent? You're how old now?
I'm 62 now.
You're almost at 30 years of doing heavy hands. Have you been consistent over the 30 years?
Yeah, I have been consistent. I've gone away from it at times.
When you go away from it, do you pick up weight? What do you notice?
I can come back quick. I have gained a little weight over the years, but my wife still says my body is hard. It's not a soft body.
So over the years, you've built muscle and you've maintained it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it is.
Well, Frank, I appreciate you sharing the story. This is great because you sound like his number one fan. You're an old-timer who's been doing heavy hands for almost 30 years. And what would you tell someone who's like, heavy hands, what the hell is that? Why would I do that? What would you tell a newcomer about this?
I would tell a newcomer, listen to your body, pace yourself to where you can enjoy it, where at the end you feel exhilarated. Don't kill yourself. Go according to how you feel. Exercise like that. And stick to heavy hands. Don't go out doing exercises that just work certain muscles of the body, but use heavy hands because you could probably go forever and not injure yourself. Stick to that exercise because other exercises work the same muscles too much. Like, you know, these treadmills, they work the same muscles. Use heavy hands and use it exclusively. I mean, that's what I would say.
Now, tell the listeners, what existing heavy hand equipment do you own right now?
I own 2 through 10s. I own all of them. I've got 2 sets of 7s, 3 or 4 sets of 5s, 2 sets of 6s. And when I work out, I use all of them. All of those weights.
So you're switching it up. You like to have them already put together so you don't have to change out the weights.
No, I have them all put together, and they're all in front of me. And I use the one that I'm in shape for. So you have to train. Every move, you have to gradually acclimate yourself to that poundage. You have to train for it. Like hand over hand, I use a set of 2s, actually. Now, to go to a set of 3s, I have to train for that. The hand over handing is much harder than it looks. I would say that to them.
Excellent. Well, I would love to hear your feedback on my new ergonomic grip. I think you're going to really like them.
I think I will. I like the looks of them. I can almost imagine how they would feel. Whoever developed it, it's great.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing so generously to our listeners. I appreciate it, Frank. All right. You guys have a great Saturday.
You too, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.